Yvonne.
And Matt. We're an interracial couple with two kids wanting to do something that highlights the power of friendship and what it means to be in the company of true friends. We're going to move our society away and out of the loneliness epidemic and into a friendlier, happier world. Welcome to Our Friendly World. Better, stronger, together.
A little quote today to start us off from Mark Twain. What was Mark Twain's real name again?
Samuel Clemens.
That's right. If you guys ever are in the United States, definitely go to his house. It's in Connecticut, Hartford, Connecticut. We went once. You really wanted to go, and I was like, okay.
Well, it was a year-long process because I had to get... Mark Twain is a great American author. And so I wanted my kids to actually read Tom Sawyer before we went, because that's a novel. It's reasonably accessible. Oh, my God, the arm wrestling.
But we went, and it was wonderful and beautiful. Anyway, a little quote from Mark Twain to start us off today. To start us off. Can I talk today? He said, "The gentle reader will never, never know what a consummate ass."
Yes.
How do you say that word?
Consummate.
Let me start over.
You want me to read it?
The gentle reader will never, never know what a consummate ass he can be until he goes abroad. Do you want to read it?
The gentle reader will never, never know what a consummate ass he can become until he goes abroad.
Did I say never ever? Did I read it wrong? What did I say? Guys, I feel so scattered today.
Anywho.
I was, you know, okay. It's so true. It's so true. I feel like because I haven't traveled in a long time, because mm-hmm.
we hardly ever even travel like 10 minutes from where we live.
I was going to say because we're poor.
Ew.
There's no money. So we haven't traveled really ever since we got married. But I used to travel all the time. Even when I was still poor back then, but I didn't care because it was just me. But I feel like I would go and I was very flexy. You know, like I would meet people and I could be dropped in any situation in any culture and mm-hmm. immediately would go with the flow. No problem. It didn't mean that I didn't meet some terrible people that were like really mean. I'm not saying these people were from there, but you tend to meet everybody. What I'm trying to say is on a faster scale, you're exposed to a lot more, not only culture, experience, all kinds of experiences. And you're taking a train, a plane, a bus. You're constantly in transit. And so you come across many adventures is what I was trying to say. And that you can come across some negativity, perhaps. Some not so great situations. I.e. don't travel alone in Greece if you're a woman. Hello. For me, that was my experience. But I want to say, because it's been a while since I've traveled to different countries, that I feel ill-prepared. I feel like I would probably be a consummate ass. You know, or that's my biggest fear. Because as I've been focusing more on friendship, and because of this podcast, because I feel like there's definitely more of a... I don't know what the term is for it, but because I am always speaking of friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a human being having human experiences. And I have had, since we've started this podcast, I have had friendship breakups, a few of them. And I always get scared. Like, there are some people out there that would probably say, oh, she's such a hypocrite. She thinks she knows everything about friendship. I'm here to talk about all of the experiences, the good, the negative, everything about it. And I've been very frank. I've been very honest about all of my interactions, right?
Right.
And taking responsibility for what may have been my fault or every side of it. I always try to look at every side of it.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at this quote from Mark Twain or Sam, I think about friendship and I'm like, after some friendship breakups, it is like traveling to another country when you meet new friends. Because
it can be, for sure.
In the back of my, like, we met a new friend, Anthony, a few days ago. And we were all so excited. Like, we met him at the same time, the whole family. And we all pretty much adored him, right? Right? Liked him.
Yes.
But in the back of my head, I was like, I don't know if I can make a new friend. What if I get hurt again? What if he's not what he appears to be?
Right.
You know, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of energy. It's a lot of things you have to go through. And like I said a few weeks ago, I understand how people don't want to make friends anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're vulnerable and people are scared. And I think that's one of the big reasons for this thing where people don't really have friends anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to call it the E word.
E word?
I'm afraid to use certain words now because you get shadow banned. So you can't.
Oh my God, what is shadow banned? Oh my goodness.
You don't know what that is?
No.
Maybe I'm misusing the word. If you say certain words now, like there's this podcaster who calls it the panini that happened in 2020. He calls it the panini because if he says the P-A-N word, then what you're producing on air,
mm-hmm,
won't get the analytics. People won't be able to search you. Like, you'll be unfindable.
So this is like you can't yell bomb in the middle
Don't
of a...
Don't say that word right now.
Oh!
But yes, exactly. So, like, you know, in the beginning of our podcast, maybe that's why our numbers have been down. We say, oh, the friendship, you know, the loneliness epidemic. I said the E word.
Ooh,
now you know what E word I'm talking
dear.
About. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So now I forgot what I was saying. What was I saying? Oh, no, I don't remember. Do you know what I mean?
And what was I saying? Well, you were going through, you were talking about how it's hard and, you know, starting a friendship. And see, me, I just wanted to circle back to consummate ass because I live in this space. I live in the consummate ass space.
What do you mean, that you're an ass?
Yeah. Haven't you noticed? Oh, my goodness. I mean, there is nothing I like better than walking into a room that's very, very quiet and making a lot of noise.
Okay, perfect. 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 Okay, so you guys, here's what happened. So we went somewhere outdoors the other day on Friday.
Hello.
We went. And then, oh my goodness, Matt and the kids are so loud. Matt especially. And I kept saying, you guys, please be quiet. Please keep your voices down. Especially Matt, because Matt was like, because we don't go
What's
out.
What's going on over there?
We don't go out much. Like,
probably for the best.
Like I said, we don't have much money. So we're always working or studying and... If we go out, we're going grocery shopping.
Hey-o. We're taking care of, like, business.
Right. So we went out. We decided, let's play hooky for a few hours of the day. So we left super early in the morning for, like, I don't know. It was, like, 30 minutes away to just drive around. Anyway, so we were just exploring. We went to a park. And it was so beautiful. And it was still, what, like 7:30, 7:45 in the morning. And we were going to be back in time still to do our work when we came home.
Right.
But things were still beautiful and calm and peaceful. And there were some people there enjoying the view. And so Matt was like, what do you call yourself? A slack-eyed joke. What do you call it? There's a term. A slack-jawed.
There was a character, and probably not anymore, but there was a character on The Simpsons called Cletus the Slack-Jawed Yokel.
So that's what Matt calls himself. Because everywhere we went, Matt was like, like, beautiful. Look at that. Like, but
because there's such an innocence to Cletus.
And it was.
And he knows his inner Popeye.
It was so loud, though. And Matt belongs on stage because he has a way to project, you know? You can hear him from miles away. And so I was like, honey, please be quiet. Like, let's like have indoor voices because people are trying to be peaceful right here. And we're really
It was a very calm, serene place. Yes, mm-hmm. There was people taking pictures. There and was, it looked like a TikToker doing a video of some kind.
Yeah.
But
yeah, there was that woman dancing.
That's what I meant, TikToker.
Oh, okay. Really? What did you, oh, whatever. Yeah. Okay.
That's what the kids had to say about it.
And so,
And you're like, shh, be quiet.
And so, but here's what happens. I'm like, stop. Because Matt said he's a consummate ass. But here's what happens. And the reason why I was attracted to this quote. The fear of becoming that. I guess it's good to have that fear because then you don't. Because then you're like, okay, I will collect myself and know that I may be in a situation where I can leave my body in a sense and not know how my actions are affecting other people.
Right.
And speaking of friendship, especially, when you feel like you're above it and that you are not that way, like if you're not an ass, oh, I'm not an ass. So as I was telling Matt, hey, be quiet. You're like the typical ugly American right now.
What do you mean? Right?
Sure enough, we all split because we're all looking at different things. And then all of a sudden, here I am somehow talking to this professional photographer that was there who had this really gorgeous lens on his camera.
Lens was like 6 feet tall.
And it's the kind of lens you see sports photographers use. It's very big. You can be far away and get really beautiful. I mean, when you look through this lens, I cried. So here's what happened. So I got enough courage to talk to him because we're from the West Coast in the United States. And the honest truth is that the photography industry is not the kindest. It's not the warmest. It's definitely not the most embracing of others or
right.
each other. And so I was really scared to talk because I was like, oh, man, he's going to be like just annoyed with me or like just brush me away. So he'll probably be really rude. But I didn't care. So I'm like, what does it look like through your lens? What are you looking at is what I asked him. He's like, do you want to see?
Hey-o.
And I was shocked. I froze. And I think I started to whisper, yes, please. Really? Are you serious? Is what I said. He's like, of course, come see. Here. And then he set it up what he was going to look at next.
Well, he had a full tripod, right? So it was like, you know, you kind of, it's almost like looking through like the telescope at the observatory.
And he had a digital camera, and usually you can see a screen of what the person's looking at, but he hadn't set it up that way. So you had to get up close and personal.
Mm-hmm.
You had to go to the eye and put your eye to it to see like the good old days. So I look at what he had focused on. And it for a split second, and then I had to push myself back because just looking for a split second at what he was looking at,
mm-hmm.
the fact that he shared it with me, his kindness, I had to immediately like push back the tears. I could not believe it. One, the sheer beauty of how he focused in on something for me to see that. It was so beautiful. Like, his image was so beautiful. He hadn't even taken it. He had just focused it on a flower. And I said, thank you. And then I quickly walked away. And I went, I don't know, about like 50, 70 feet away. And I had to pull myself together. And I'm like, what's going on with me? What's going on with me? And then I ended up connecting with them again because we're walking around the same area. And I went up to him. I said, I just want to thank you. And I immediately started crying. I said, I cannot. He's like, why are you crying? Like I said, You know, I'm really touched by your generosity of spirit. I'm touched by the gift that you have. Obviously, you're very talented. I am in awe of you sharing it with me. I'm in awe of you allowing me to come into your world like that. That is rare for where I come from.
Right.
He's like, what do you mean? And then so I told him, I'm like, you're definitely not from the West Coast, are you? He goes, no, I'm not. No, definitely not. But why? And so we started talking about it. But as I was talking to him, I guess I was getting really excited. And then you come back. And so we all started talking together. And when we parted ways, Matt was like, you know, and the kids were saying the same thing. Mom, honey, we could hear you from the other side of the park.
Yep.
So I became the, what do you call it again? The slack jawed.
Consummate ass is what I'm going with.
Okay, so. So here I was telling Matt to be quiet. And while I was talking to this guy, Frank, the photographer, I was so loud and so excited. Mm-hmm. You know, like I was like, oh. I became the ass. So, karma.
But we need to be comfortable doing that sometimes.
No, but I felt bad because I was like, honey, you're too loud. And then here I became that and I didn't even realize it. So going back to relating this to friendship, you're like, well, I would never do that. Stop doing that. When you do that and you don't look at yourself as possibly also being that way, it's a problem. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, yeah, oftentimes we see in others things that are really in ourselves.
But it's good to go abroad in many aspects, to step outside of your comfort zone, to step outside of yourself, to step outside of your beliefs. You know, like I had a certain belief about this photographer, like he's going to be an ass like everybody else that I've met who's a professional photographer. And it was quite the opposite. And I stepped outside of myself and realized, wow, I'm an ass, you know? Or, wow, what's wrong? You know, what's going on with me? Why am I having such a strong reaction? The thing is that because he allowed me to look through his lens, in a split second, the love of photography came back to me because I don't know, the last few years, I've barely taken any pictures. And any picture I've taken has been like ridiculous phone pictures, you know, a picture of the kids, and it's not even great. I was talking to my childhood friend, Farnoosh, and I was telling her that I saw something amazing at night. She's like, well, can you photograph it and show me? I'm like, no way. I can't photograph that. She's like, if anyone can, you can. I'm like, oh, honey, no. I wouldn't even know how to, you know, and I felt so inferior to everything. I felt like a fraud. I'm like, wow, whatever happened to me? I used to be a photographer. I can't call myself that anymore. And looking through his lens for a split second, it all came back. And I think that was part of the crying as well, aside from his kindness, was, oh my God, the feeling is back. It's like when you fall in love with someone, or you fall in love and you think that love has disappeared and something happens, it could be anything, that makes you feel it all over again in a split second. That love is there, it never leaves you, and it's back. That's what I was crying about, you know, like, and then after that, I started to take pictures, even with my stupid, old, decrepit, like, phone camera, and I was really proud of them. I'm like, and it's because of one of our kids, because she learned photography through me. We homeschool and everything, but I'm like, oh my God, she remembered, or she was definitely watching, paying attention, because the way the style and also the techniques she was using to photograph things in a certain way, that came from me.
Certainly didn't come from me.
Undeniable. You know, but I didn't even say that. I said, oh my God, honey, you have a gift. And she immediately said, I got it from you, Mom. And more tears, you know. It was an emotional Friday. But it comes back. You think it's gone. It's never gone. That love. And that love could be anything. Any kind of love. Any kind of friendship. It never leaves you. You think something is dead. It's not. It transforms. It gets mixed and it comes back again. It's like the tide of the ocean. Or like a, what do you call those things? The toe something? Undertow?
Undertow.
You know, doesn't it go in circles? Like you think it's going to pull you away and out forever to the abyss? But it doesn't it move in circles? Like it'll bring you back.
I think so.
You have to go with the flow.
Sometimes.
So that's my tirade for today.
Tirade. So what do you mean? If you take nothing else away, take away consummate ass.
Thanks, babe. You must have something else to add.
Consummate ass. That's.
Would you stop saying that? This is on our podcast.
It's a family show.
When you do the podcast, you have to say if you use any bad words. And I say, no, never. We don't use bad words. So you stop saying that.
Okay. You need to be true to yourself. And you have to be able to feel free to express that.
Even though you look ridiculous and
sometimes
loud.
You do look ridiculous. Yes, I have some challenging fashion choices that I embrace, but I embrace them in such a way that I won't look at myself necessarily in the mirror because I know how silly I look. But I am the one who will go out with a pink floppy hat if the situation warrants it.
Remember when you would wear many hats on top?
Yes.
Because when the kids were little and they wouldn't wear their little hats anymore.
Yep.
Like I'd we have were to put out them on. And there was your hands were full. So you just put hat on top of hat just to as a means to carry everybody's
just
stuff.
To take care of the stuff.
It looked hysterical. I loved it so much. You know, because you look so tough and scary.
And I do look tough and
you
scary.
You had these cute little floppy toddler hats on top of your hat.
While still looking fierce.
Yes.
To me, it's like I have some fun with it. I just am having fun. Like when I go for a bike ride, I'm wearing pale yellow, white Oxford with holes in the elbows, orange vest, tie-dye backpack, serious helmet, serious glasses, serious gloves, and sweats.
Still, and you still look scary.
And let's go.
Yeah. And yeah, because you look at your so Matt is very serious about biking. Everything is very serious. And most other people that are serious like that are dressed with those
spandex lycra and like with logos.
All of that stuff, right? They all look the same. But you, I mean, you still have the shoes and the gloves and all of that.
Everything that touches the bike, yes.
But he's literally in like these nasty sweats and this like ratty white
ratty.
Overshirt. It yes. is.
It's very ratty. It holes has in the holes elbows. In it. Big old holes. And we're not talking like tiny ones. We're talking like 6-inch holes.
And like it looks, dare I say, sloppy.
Very. That's the point, though.
On a very expensive bike. I mean.
It was expensive 20 years ago.
Yeah, he's had it for that long, but. Yeah, but most other people are dressed to the T in those spandexy outfits. And you always see them in coffee shops having a cappuccino. Anyway, yeah, I understand what
just
you're
saying. Just own who you are and feel free to have. For me, it's having fun when I show myself off as a consummate fun guy.
I also felt the need to let this guy, Frank, the photographer, know how he affected me. How his kindness, how his action, which, you know, didn't cost him anything. It totally shifted my world, my life, in a way. I had to let him know.
Yep.
And we ended up exchanging emails.
He was all right, for sure.
He offered to send me the picture he took.
Aww.
That I was looking at nice. Through his lens. Very sweet. Hope you're having a beautiful every day. Reach out to us anytime. We'll talk to you soon. We love you. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful every day.
Be well.